May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And I'm sure by now you know that the purpose of this program, the Silsila, is to try and provide some answers, some resolutions, some kind of advices and relief according to the research of His Eminence, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, from our Mashaikh, from our great scholars of Islam as well. And to provide this to the grief-stricken Ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is a fact that each person individually out there is going through some kind of difficulty in their life, some kind of calamity, some kind of problem, be it financial, be it medical, or even spiritual as well. So stay tuned, inshallah azza wa jal. We are going to touch on some important aspects that are affecting so many people out there, so many Muslims out there. Perhaps you may be affected by what we are going to be discussing today, and we are going to go through some Madani pearls of advices, and of course some wada'if, things to be recited, things to be done in order to try and alleviate and to remove these difficulties in our path. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Let's make some good intentions that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That what I learn, I will try to practice. I will try to share with others. If you don't have the difficulties we are about to discuss, you may know somebody, maybe a loved one, a friend, a family, that you can share this with them. Perhaps through the will of Allah azza wa jal, it may help them, it will help them inshallah azza wa jal. And you'll get sawab, you'll get reward in the process. In fact, anything good that you learn about, especially on this medium of Madani Channel or in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, don't just keep it to yourself. Transfer this. In the world of social media, people are just forwarding and sharing anything and everything. Something sounds good, something sounds nice, and they're sharing it with others. Of course, if it's talking about Quran or Hadith, we should verify that. We need to verify that by authentic Sunni ulama before we forward it. Perhaps the understanding, the explanation that is given may sound right, but it's not, and could be detrimental to one's iman if we believe it. So always verify, especially Quranic ayat and its tafsir, its commentary, and a hadith that are sent forward to you, and the shuruhat, the commentaries and explanations given in them. Verify it first by authentic Sunni ulama before we forward, if we are allowed to forward that. But when it comes to good deeds, you learn something, especially in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, then forward it to others. Because let's say, for example, you forget to practice, but the person that you share it with, they practice upon that, then they will get sawab, and you as well will get sawab because you shared it without any reduction in their reward, subhanallah. And this is part of the spiritual investment that Dawat-e-Islami offers by participating in the activities, by reforming yourself and helping others to reform themselves as well, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of durood-e-paak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, the most merciful master, the final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who recites Durood e Pak 50 times daily. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that I will shake hands with that person on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you know, when we look around us, yes, there are many negativities that may surround your life. There may be many difficulties surrounding you. And sometimes you may feel suffocated, frustrated, perhaps even depressed. I mean, how many people out there are living on antidepressants? That means they go to sleep, they need to pop one or two pills of these antidepressants in order to fall off to sleep. Because there's so many things in their mind that's clouding their mind, or that is in their mind and it makes them worried. You know, one of the things that we learn is, remember, what is due to you, nobody can snatch it away. Even if it is out of sight, out of mind, if that is due to you, then who is there that can stop it from reaching you? And what is not due to you, remember, even if it is right here in front of you, you will never attain that. Subhanallah. So yes, we must have that tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal. We must have that trust, that genuine reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the opener of doors. He is the dispeller of disputes and difficulties. It is Him. Subhanallah. And we are Muslims. We believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the all-powerful. And if He wants, if He wills to assist us, to help us, who is there that can stop that? Who is there that can create a barrier, an obstacle? Of course, nobody. But we have to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know ourselves. Let's admit it. Keep turning back to Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter how far a person has gone into committing sins and disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The important thing is, if you are still breathing, if you have life, you still have a chance. Keep turning back to Allah. Keep, you know, turning back and making sincere tawbah. Keep repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep asking Him. He's the most merciful of those who show mercy. Keep asking Him to have mercy upon you. Keep asking Him to forgive you. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who constantly repent in His court. Allah Azza wa Jal loves those people. So what do I have to lose then? Yes, I need to look around me, that which are the people that are pulling me down? Who are those that are taking me towards disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are not your friends. Your true friends are those who remind you about your duties as a Muslim. Those that when you're in their company, on their tongues is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah. Your true friends are those who take you to the masjid to perform salah. Your true friends, they will inform you of your faults, that you know what, you need to rectify these things. What you are doing is a sin. Of course, in privacy, not in public. To publicly shame somebody, that's humiliation. But in privacy, he will tell you. That person, that individual will tell you that, you know what, you said this, you're doing this, this is wrong, this is against Islam, this is against Sharia. You know, please repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't do this, don't say this, yeah. Rather, engage in dhikrullah, engage in recitation of Durood e Pak, salawat, recite istighfar, recite the glorious Quran, and seek knowledge of deen. Your friend, your true friend, will remind you to fulfill your duties as a believer, as a Muslim. And if you have somebody like that, really, that person is really lucky. Because today we have friends that are taking each other to the cinemas, are taking each other to the clubs and pubs and drugs and gambling dens, casinos, towards the fire of Jahannam, because behind these lie the fire of hell. You need to cut them out from your circle. In the beginning, it might be difficult. Like, these are my close buddies. You know, I party with them, I have fun with them, we joke around. But if they don't remind you of Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if they are taking you to places behind which lies Jahannam, they're not your friends. You need to cut them out of your life so that you can progress on a spiritual path towards Allah Azza wa Jalla and the beloved Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With the kinds of food that we eat, with the kinds of friendships that we have. And today, friendship for many people is online, the online friends. Many people today don't interact face to face with people out there. Their friends are largely online, and they may not even know how the person really looks, because now with the Photoshop and with the editing apps that are available, a person just seems to be the best, or the most handsome, the most beautiful, but the reality is something else. As they say, nice from far, but far from nice. And you don't know really, if you haven't really met the individual. And the person could be telling you anything, could be exaggerating, could be lying about maybe the age, their name, the place they are from, the hobbies that they have, their likes, their dislikes. You have no clue actually. That person is a stranger. Even if you know them for an extended period of time, they're a stranger. You know, one of the reasons that people, they get into these dangerous websites and social media platforms is because of loneliness. They don't go out there. Maybe they're not working, they're unemployed. Maybe they just don't want to engage with people. They are introverts. So then loneliness is going to start rising in their minds, in their hearts. Then I would like somebody to talk to. I would like somebody to listen to me, listen to my problems, give me advice. Allahu Akbar. And many a times that ends in dangerous situations. We've heard that via even online gaming platforms, where a person will enter into these competitions or these, you know, they link with other players around the world. They don't have no clue who they are. And they start chatting on the side on other platforms, getting to know each other. Okay, I'll meet you at a certain place. And before you know it, it's not the person that you thought they were. And the individual is kidnapped. These are genuine, real cases I'm talking about. It's happening. Yes, the kidnappers, they are using these mediums. The evil people out there, they are using these mediums. And if you're a parent or a grandparent, in particular a parent, a mother, a father, you have to know, it is your duty, it is necessary for you to know who your circle of friends are of your child. Whether in school, or madrasa, or college, or on the internet, on these different platforms. You just have to know. And you have to make them understand that you're not prying, you're not spying. You're doing this for their own safety, for their own good. Because you as a mother and father, you are the only ones who truly love them unconditionally, with no strings attached. Every other person out there who claims to love them has an agenda behind, has a motive, an ulterior motive. It can never be unconditionally. Only you as the mother or the father, or even the grandparent, will love your child or grandchild unconditionally. This is my extension. This is mine. This child belongs to me. It's from me. Subhanallah. And so you will do what is best for your child. And this is what you need to explain to them. So yes, they could get lonely as well. They could get bored as well. So let's create alternatives. And subhanAllah, your Dawud Islami has created so many different kinds of alternatives, online even. We are talking about, if you're looking at kids land, kids love cartoons. And Kids Dan has so many millions of views. It's unreal. And the beauty of it is that in those cartoons, if you're watching Ghulam Rasool or Kaniz Fatima or so many of the other characters, there's always messages that are sent that have lessons in them. They are lessons. And, you know, one person mentioned the other day that my child is watching Kids Land, is watching Ghulam Rasool, and they've learned a dua by watching the cartoon. Subhanallah. This is your Dawat-e-Islami. Not just for entertainment purposes, because we know in the entertainment industry, whether it's the movies or it's the music industry, they have hidden agendas. Well, some of it is not actually hidden. It's mass indoctrination. To indoctrinate you, to indoctrinate your child to a certain way of living, a certain lifestyle. There is immodesty in the dress. It's flooded with music. It is flooded with messages, direct or indirect. The way they dress, the things that they say. The parents are made to look as the ones holding you back, the ones that are caging you up from being free and independent. So the parents are portrayed as the bad guys, and the friends are portrayed as the good guys. Because among them, we are free to do what we want. We have freedom, we have independence to express ourselves and engage in whatever our hearts desire. Tell me this is not so. This is what is happening. Parents, negative, bad guys, want to hold you back. Don't want you to unleash your talents and your skills. Friends, good guys. Subhanallah. You need to keep a tap on this. Because one day we're going to lose our children. When that happens, we think like, what happened? Where did I go wrong? I'm trying to teach my child and train my child according to Islamic values. And what is this now? What am I finding in my child's possession? Subhanallah. There is mass indoctrination taking place. If you as a parent do not indoctrinate your child with Islamic teachings, who do we have to blame? Who? I want you to think about that, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with all of this programming which is happening, you hear about these PC games and different kinds of online games, one of the key factors or ingredients there is aggression. And imagine kids are looking at this, playing these games, and the dopamine levels are just rising up. So it becomes like a drug. It becomes a fix. You've seen so many cases perhaps where the child, hours are going by, they don't get involved in the chores of the home. They end up becoming rebellious, disobedient, using vulgar words, obscenities, and they just want to get back to that game. That's the be-all, end-all. It becomes like a drug. And hours upon end, or hours on end are going by. And we've seen some clips where parents have got so frustrated that they end up breaking the gaming console. Subhanallah. Because of frustration. You need to be in charge. You are the parent. And in particular, the father. Remember, the father is the head of the family. He is the driver of this vehicle. He is the captain of this ship. He is the provider of the family. That is the Islamic teaching. The father needs to make sure that there is discipline, that my child is not out of hand, is not using bad language, is not engaging or not associating with immoral friends, immodest friends. It's our duty. And the father in particular, you are the shepherd of your flock. You are going to be held accountable on the day of judgment. And our scholars have mentioned those parents who don't really care about the upbringing of their children according to Islamic values. And some of them, they are pushing their children towards Jahannam. They're having these sleepover parties with boys and girls who are mature. No, it's just harmless fun. You know, friends, sleepover parties and pool parties, and they encourage premarital relationships. It's nothing serious. It's just, you know, having some fun. In the name of that fun, in the name of entertainment, you are pushing those unfortunate parents who encourage this. You're pushing your kids into Jahannam, they will fall in and you will fall in after them. This is what our scholars have warned. Yes, you can get upset. This applies to whoever it applies to. You can get upset, but on Qiyamah, are you going to be upset? Are you going to be angry when it happens? So, you know, take responsibility as a Muslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of these indoctrinations and programming that is taking place create psychological problems in the minds of people, not just youngsters, not just kids, but grown-ups as well. Those who are middle-aged, those who are advanced in age or senior citizens, starts creating psychological problems, starts creating phobias. Who has heard of, there's a whole list of different phobias, like you know, things that a person is genuinely afraid of. For example, arachnophobia, which is a fear of spiders, claustrophobia, which is a fear of confined spaces. And believe me, that list goes on and on. A phobia, a fear of this, fear of that, fear of this. Person can go insane. So we're going to share some tips, inshallah, and some wada'if in order to remove certain fears from us. But remember, certain individuals who have chronic cases of genuine phobia, of genuine fears, then those individuals, of course, need to seek professional help. Because fear is a state of mind. That's where it begins. It's a fear, it's a state of mind in the face of danger. That danger could either be genuine, could be real, or it could be perceived or imagined. And fear, of course, is of different kinds, different intensities. Some fears would be physical, genuine threats, or perhaps emotional, psychological. Some have a fear of failure, a fear of certainty or uncertainty. You know, what's going to happen in the future? Subhanallah. Person may be afflicted with panic attacks, could be afflicted with anxiety attacks as well. So if a person has a genuine phobia, a genuine chronic problem, then please, don't hesitate. Facilities are available at different centers, different hospitals as well. Seek professional help. Okay, the experts, the psychologists in particular, they mention that one needs to identify which phobias, which fears I have, and now face those fears. I mean, that's a famous saying, face your fears. Psychologically, identify. If you need to write it down, I've got a fear of failure, a fear of being rejected, a fear of this, a fear of that. Now start facing it. How do I face it? I'm not talking about literally facing it. You can do that if you want to, if it's a physical fear, face the individual. But I'm talking about mentally. Prepare your mind. Okay, is this fear rational? Is it something genuine? What can I do to resolve this, to remove this problem from its root? If you need to get istikhara done, Dawud Islami has this facility around the world, even online. If you go into the website dawudislami.net, you click on the Ruhani Ilaj tab and you'll see the online form which you should fill out and mention what your issue is, what your problem is. The representatives of that department, they will do the istikhara checking and let you know that, okay, you actually have maybe nazar, or maybe azma-ish, which is a temporary difficulty, or maybe whatever it is. They will send you via your email what the results are. And if you want ilaj and treatments, they can even post it to you as well, inshallah. So Dawud Islami is there to help the ummah, to make it convenient, no matter where you are in the world, subhanallah azza wa jal. Whatever fear you have, let's say you're going through a panic attack and or anxiety attack, and you have a fear of, example, spiders. And I'm sitting here on the desk, and there's a spider running across, and now I'm getting like really hyper. Now imagine the worst case scenario. Psychologists, they say this. Imagine the worst case scenario, that this table is full of spiders. Imagine it. And now, look, there's only one spider. So it's not as bad as I thought it was. It's not like the whole table is full of spiders. If somebody is seeing the whole table full of spiders when there isn't, of course they have some mental imbalance, some psychological problem. They should seek professional help. But think of the worst case scenario. This is just one example I've given. That, okay, there's one spider, and you imagine this, the whole place is full of spiders, and then come back and think, okay, this is one spider. It's not as bad as I thought. When you're having these panic attacks or anxiety attacks, or you have this, you feel it, a genuine fear, even if it's perceived, if it's just imagined, do deep breathing exercises, deep breathing techniques. Talk to somebody that you confide in, that you trust, about your fears. Maybe it can be your parent or a sibling or your local alim-e-deen, somebody that you trust and will keep things confidential. As we do in Dawood Islam, our Ruhani Ilaj department, people who have various difficulties, diverse problems, and so much of it is personal, really personal. But as they say, doctor-patient confidentiality, that is there, that's in its place. That we don't divulge this information in the public. That's between that individual and the patient. So somebody that you confide in, somebody that you trust, talk to them, take it off your chest and express yourself that, you know, this fear and that fear. You're somebody who has wisdom. You don't want to go to somebody who's going to rub it in and make things worse. Somebody that you trust, somebody that has wisdom, somebody who, you know, that you know that you can seek proper guidance from. That will help a lot, inshallah, azza wa jal. Or if you need to call somebody that you trust and confide in. Subhanallah, azza wa jal. Surround yourself with positivity. When a person is too much in that negativity zone, or is always hearing negativity from different places, from different people, then this is going to affect the person's mind. And different fears will start developing when they are not justified, but because of the negativity, maybe adversities or the problems that are surrounding a person. Keep this in mind, that a person who worries too much, who's always anxious, stressed out, tense, attention, depressed, the person feels like they're suffocating and there's so much of pressure on them. Now, this is a mental state of the individual, but it's going to affect their body as well. Medically, it's going to affect them, because stress, they say stress kills, and that is proven. You know, if a person has too much of stress, too much of worry, like an individual the other day comes and says, you know, my son, this is his age and we are growing old, he doesn't want to get married. He had a very, very bad experience before, and now he's not interested, and I'm stressing every day. And you can see the signs of worry on the person's face. And then the person gets sick frequently. You know, I just, you know, can't breathe properly. Some things are not in our control. We can't fix everything, even as a parent. I mean, we want to see our children to be happy. Of course. I mean, any parent, if their child is happy, the parent becomes even more happier that my child is happy. My child has sukoon. My child has contentment, has peace of mind. My child has a good, healthy life. My child doesn't have sicknesses and stress and worry, or is not in a relationship, in the marriage setting, of course, where there's maybe physical abuse, emotional torture, psychological threats, problems as well. So any parent would be overjoyed if their child is happy, subhanallah. So surround yourself with positive people, with positivity. Don't stress too much. Don't overthink things. Don't take too much of tension, because the repercussions are that it's going to make you sick. How is it going to help anybody? Make dua. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. As I mentioned in the beginning, He is the opener of doors. He is the creator of opportunities. Make dua. Always make dua. Make dua for yourself. Make dua for your family, for your children, for your parents, whether they are alive or they have passed away. When last did I make dua for my parents? For my mother? for my father. They worked hard. Where you are is because of your parents, your mother and your father, both. Without them, you and I would not exist. You and I, if we did not exist, no opportunities to become who, the person that we are today. I'm not talking about those parents who are alcoholics or drug addicts, drug dealers, and, you know, in that category. I'm talking about generally. Parents out there, you have to give them the due respect. I mean, today we hear the people talking, you know, down at their parents. Oh, the mother and father, they got old now. They are no more relevant. My mother can't make me breakfast anymore, can't cook for me anymore, can't wash my clothes. It's gone, like, you know, maybe bedridden or gone weak and old. What kind of a child thinks like that? Forget about saying these things. An ungrateful individual. You wait till your children grow up and you become old. What goes around is going to come around sooner than you know. And I'm addressing those individuals that behave like this with their parents. If your parents are still living, if they're still alive, kiss their hands, kiss their feet. Because alhamdulillah, we are people of adab, people of respect, people of good manners. This is what our deen teaches us. When great ulama come down, when mashayikh come down, we kiss their hands. But the first mashayikh, I could say, the first individuals we must do this for is our parents, mother and father. You kiss your mother's feet, it is as if you are kissing the doorstep of Jannah. The pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the pleasure of the father. And the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal lies in the displeasure of the father. So yes, mother and father, respect them both. Love them, cherish them, spend some time with them, give them proper attention, give them the due respect. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, so let's say there's an individual that is wronging you, or who has wronged you, and you fear some maybe real dangers from them. This is a very simple and beautiful wazifa to be recited. The following must be read 75 times. I forgot to mention in the beginning, I hope your notebooks and diaries are out so that you can note down and jot down the important madani pearls of advices and wada'if, the invocations as well. So the following must be recited 75 times. Then make sajda and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that certain individual who has wronged me, save me from his evil. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will grant that person protection. The one who is seeking from Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, will grant that person protection, especially from the evil of that individual. So what is to be recited? Very simple, very easy. Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu, Ya Muzillu, Ya Mu'izzu. The first is a Zal and the second is a Za. So Ya Muzillu and Ya Mu'izzu. These two should be recited 75 times. Any wazifa that you recite, ensure that you also recite a Durud-e Pak once before and after. So you will recite 75 times, make sajda, and beg Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, that certain individual who has wronged me, save me from his evil. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant protection, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of the Madani Muzakara episodes, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dam Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, was asked a question that what should one recite if they are afraid when they are alone? Remember we talked about loneliness? So many people today who are trapped in this problem of loneliness. And so many of them will seek friendship online. And in so many cases, there are scammers out there. There are hackers out there. And they just preying on these desperate people in the garb of friendship. They'll say, you know what, I'm your friend, and they'll give some advice. But the intention is, how can I milk this person of the hard-earned money? Allahu Akbar, it's a real problem that's out there because of loneliness. So Amir Ahl-Sunnah Dhammad Barakatum Al-Ali was asked that when a person is alone and afraid, what should that person recite? And he, Dhammad Barakatum Al-Aliya, had advised, continue to recite the following, Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that person will receive benefit from this. And what is to be recited? Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu, Ya Ra'ufu. Recite this as much as you can. And Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that fear when you are alone will be removed by the will of Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Can I advise you something? Especially that individual that is feeling lonely, does have fears, and wants to be surrounded by good company but can't find it. Can't find genuine, sincere friends. There's something called nek a'mal, that if any Muslim wants to genuinely reform their life, you will see guaranteed results, positive results, if you implement this. You can obtain the hard copy, the booklet form from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawat-e-Islami, or go online. Everybody's online today, or most people. And it's a free download from App Store or Play Store. It's called Nek A'mal. Just type in the search function, it will pop up by Dawud Islami. Download it. And now, every day of your life, you fill out, you answer the questions. That's between you and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You don't need to show anybody else. Open the app on your tablet, on your phone, wherever. Ask yourself, read out the question. Did you make good intentions today? Did you do this today? Etc. etc. There's about 50 plus daily questions. So ask yourself those questions and sincerely answer. If you have done it, then put a tick, otherwise leave it with a cross. And you will monitor your progress, because many of those things are to do with self development, personal development as well. Subhanallah. And then you have a weekly tracking questions. You have monthly, you have yearly, you have lifetime. So just make a'mal itself, make it your best friend for your own personal development, for your own reformation. Within there, you're going to be asked the question, okay, did you read this book? Did you read this book? Did you learn these things? And the material is available. For example, laws of salah, every home must have that. You can even download that for free also from dawudislami.net. And make books your friends. Make a'mal your best friend, and then make the other books your friends. So you are developing yourself. Dawud Islami is sending a weekly booklet every week. Read that. If in your locality there's a Madani Markaz, Islamic Center of Dawud Islami, attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima. You'll be in good company, in a beautiful Sunnah-inspiring environment. Attend the specialized classes for grown-ups, for males, and separately for females. And for Islamic brothers, travel with a three-day Madani Qafila every month of Dawud Islami. So there are activities, there are things that that can be done actually. Subhanallah. Embrace this beautiful Madani movement. Get involved in the activities. And believe me, boredom, loneliness will disappear. You can say goodbye to it. Because now you won't have time to become lonely. You won't have time to get bored when you are engaged in these activities. And obviously it's done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for preparation of your qabr and akhirah. And you will feel that joy, you will feel that fulfillment, that tranquility that everybody is looking for, subhanallah. The great and honorable father of our master, the leader of the Ahlul Sunnah, the great Mujaddid, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, his beloved father, the great scholar Mufti Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is amongst our great mashayikh, he says that the person who recites the following 5 times at the time of helplessness, then inshallah azza wa jalla, Almighty Allah will protect that person from the things that he fears. So do you fear spiders? Do you fear confined spaces? Do you fear an oppressor? Do you fear somebody or something? So Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu anhu, whose Kheer Puri Niyaz we commemorate every year in Rajab, subhanallah, around the world, and you'll see this on Madani channel as well, which is an urs of Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu anhu, one of the great mashayikh from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who's also in the Shajara Sharif of the Qadiriya Silsila, the Qadiriya Tariqah. So he says, the person who recites the following 5 times at the time of helplessness, then Allah Azza wa Jal will protect that person from the things that he fears. He will also be given that which he desires. And it is so simple. At the time of helplessness, recite 5 times. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. Ya Rabbana means, O our Lord. So you're turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, who is the protector from different types of enemies, calamities, even oppressors, no matter who they may be. They can say that I am so and so, you're not greater than Allah Azza wa Jal. They can never be greater than Allah Azza wa Jal. So turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. At the time of helplessness, recite 5 times, Ya Rabbana, meaning, O our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect you from the fears, whatever fears that you have, and will Allah Azza wa Jal will grant that which you desire. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the way, that wazifa of Ya Rabbana, you can find it in the beautiful booklet called Blessings of Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu anhu on page 16. You can download this for free from dawatislami.net. Allahu Akbar. If somebody has a genuine fear of an individual, be it at work, be it outside their school, maybe a bully, because a bully is a type of oppressor as well. And dhulm is of different categories, oppression, different kinds. So if you're genuinely afraid of an individual who is regarded as an oppressor, or a bully, or tormentor, then recite, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 50 times, with Durood Sharif once before and after. Then panic of the reciter or fear of the reciter shall enter into the heart of the oppressor. How simple is that? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 50 times. Then fear of the reciter will enter into the heart of the oppressor. And that oppressor, you will be protected against the evil of that oppressor, against the oppression of that oppressor, subhanallah. Try to recite Surah Quraysh, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ, the entire surah. That person who does so will be protected against an enemy. If you are traveling, whether for in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, no matter the qafila, or if you're traveling on business purposes, or to visit somebody, recite Surah Quraysh once as well. The following dua has proven effects. And if a Muslim recites it regularly, once after every salah, that person will be protected from debt and protected from oppression. Subhanallah. You may have heard this dua before, a simple dua, and try to memorize it. After every salah, one time, it'll take you a few seconds only. But look at the benefit. You see, people, this is psychology also. That a person, when a person hears or sees that, you know what, what's in it for me? If I do this, yeah, how will I benefit? So look at the benefit here, that you will be protected against debts and oppressors by reciting this short dua one time after every salah. What is that dua?
Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak.
What a beautiful dua. Make an intention to practice upon this. Share it with others. If you know somebody is in debt, or somebody has genuine fears, or is being oppressed, whether physical abuse, emotional, psychological abuse, share this with them as well. It will help, inshallah, by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where a person is afraid of an individual, a person maybe has a wrongful court case on them, or a person is afraid of thieves, robbers, hijackers, a person has, you know, is going through physical abuse, or is going through physical assault, is going through genuine problems where there are genuine fears by oppressors, by evil people out there, by bullies. And bullies is not only confined to schools, primary school, secondary schools, no, at tertiary level as well. You will find in the college and the university, there are some individuals who are regarded as bullies, arrogant individuals, ignorant individuals. Even in the workplace, you would find bullies. Maybe in certain families, an arrogant person who he can see this person is a timid individual, is, you know, soft-hearted, and is, doesn't like to confront anybody, doesn't like confrontation, so they would take advantage of this individual. Then do as I say. You know who I am? Maybe the person got money. So the person's money is talking, and people then don't actually respect the individual, but they respect his money. They respect his business. They respect something else that is attached to him for a temporary period of time, but not necessarily they respect that individual. And if Allah has blessed one with either wealth, or the wealth of intelligence or piety, then should we not use this in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And I should ask myself, Almighty Allah has blessed me with wealth, how am I using this? Am I helping other people, the unfortunate, the downtrodden, those who are helpless? Am I uplifting them? If Allah has granted and blessed me with intelligence, am I using it for the right purposes? If Allah has blessed a person with fame and name in society, am I using that just to make me stand out there for as long as I can? Or am I using that for something good? This is all a test from Allah. You know, wealth can be at times a punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, It can be a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Okay, this person maybe inherited so much of properties, wealth, land, you name it. What is he going to do now? Is he going to become arrogant? Is he going to become proud? Is he going to just look after himself and live in luxury and extravagance? Or is he going to live a comfortable life and then charity begins at home, so he'll look after his family and he'll uplift them and then he'll increase that circle because Allah is giving. So okay, I'm going to keep so much for me and my family, I'm going to take so much and reinvest it in my businesses, and I'm going to take so much, and okay, I know this poor family, they can't afford 3 meals a day or 2 meals a day, they can't afford meals for the day, let me help them. Let me help them with something sustainable. As they say that if you teach a person, if you give a person a fish, then you feed him for the day, but if you teach him how to fish, then you feed him for life. It's just a saying. Sustainable development. How about we engage in that? How about we establish that? And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, Your Dawud Islami is working in so many different fields for the upliftment of the Ummah, for the benefit of the Ummah, SubhanAllah. So that person who has a genuine fear of another individual, an oppressor, a bully, etc., should recite this 41 times before going to that individual. It could be a ruler, it could be somebody of high position. Maybe there's a wrongful court case, now you're going to court. So before going there to be present in front of the magistrate, the judge or the prosecution or officer, whoever it is, recite this 41 times, inshallah azza wa jal, that individual will become compassionate towards you. What is to be recited? Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, Ya Azizu, with an ayn from the center of the throat. Ya Azizu 41 times, Durud-e Pak once before and after. We hope this has benefited you. If it has, then please do share it with others. Don't forget, attach yourself to this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami. Every Saturday evening, Madani Muzakara, put it in your diary that you must watch this. Amira Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah is live, where questions are posed to him and he answers from various angles, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, protect us, our families, our children, and the Muslims against different types of criminals and criminal activities as well. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah